Every one of us, you know, has a life message. And for some of us, it takes quite some time before, with all the spaghetti of life, we can figure out what that life message is. For me, I have finally settled it that my life message is that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But not I, but Christ that lives in me. The more I look into the mystics, the writers of the 14th, 15th, 16th century, the more I see that this is their message. And a little book fell into my hands just recently by A.W. Tozer, and it's entitled The Crucified Life. And a little book had fallen into his hands, and it was entitled, well, it's entitled now, Christian Perfection, and that was by Fenelon. And that revolutionised his life. And just dipping into the foreword of the book has crystallised for me what my life message is. God told me a long time ago that he didn't call me to win a popularity contest. And this, of course, is the truth. Preaching the crucified life, which is the true Christian walk, is not something that is going to tickle the ears of those who hear it. That it must be, he must increase, I must decrease, does not tickle the palate of Western Christians. But there we are, settled, something more deeply in my spirit. And just as Tozer left a legacy towards the end of his life, about the crucified life, I suspect that for my progeny, the legacy will be very similar. The message is that Jesus Christ died on the cross not to take you to heaven so much as to bring you in union with him. And coming into union with him means that self must go. That old ego must be put to death. We must reckon ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Then we will see resurrection life. Then we will know what Paul is talking about when he says, I press on for the prize of the high calling. Otherwise, what we're reaching for is a low calling. And God never calls us to anything low. He only ever calls us to something that we cannot possibly do. That's why we are amazed. We marvel. We're astonished. Or at least we should be. We should also be excited about what he wants to do in and through us. But while that old ego stands four square in the way, not a lot of the spirit will be manifested through our lives. So here we come again, faced with a crossroads. What are we going to choose? The way of ease and comfort, the way of materialism, the Western mindset, or the way that Jesus walked? Self-giving, self-abasing, self-forgetfulness. Here we are, crossroads. You choose. He's not going to love you any the less at all. Not a speck, because he loved you from before the foundation of the earth. He isn't going to change. But focus on the fact that he plans for eternity. Maybe you're just planning for 70 or 80 years. Maybe you need to take a wider view. God bless.